Burgoyne was on the retreat. Then what happened?
Let's hear from Digby.
About 11 at night, the army began their retreat. General Radaisel commanding the vanguard, and Major General Phillips the rear. In this retreat, though within musket shot of the enemy, and encumbered with all the baggage of the army, was made without loss. Our battalion was left to cover the retreat of the hall.
So did the Baroness take off with her children?
The Baroness and her three young children escaped by calash.
What's a calash?
It's like a buggy.
The greatest silence had been enjoined. Fires had been kindled in every direction, and many tents left standing to make the enemy believe that the camp was still there. We traveled continually the whole night. Little Frederica was afraid and would often begin to cry. I was therefore obliged to hold a pocket handkerchief over her mouth, lest our whereabouts should be discovered.
Gee, imagine a small child at night with a loud boom of cannon and musket fire all around.
During the hasty retreat, Burgoyne was forced to leave behind the sick and the wounded in the hospital.
He probably believed that Gates was obliged to treat them as prisoners of war and provide them with the medical treatment they needed.
Among the soldiers was Major John Ackland. His wife, Lady Harriet Ackland, was in the company of the Baroness.
My Lady Ackland occupied a tent not far from our house. In this, she slept, but during the day was in the camp. Suddenly, one came to tell her that her husband was mortally wounded and had been taken prisoner. At this, she became very wretched. We comforted her by saying that it was only a slight wound, but as no one could nurse him as well as herself, we counseled her to go at once to him, to do which she could certainly obtain permission. She loved him very much, although he was a plain, rough man and was almost daily intoxicated. With this exception, however, he was an excellent officer. She was the loveliest of women.
So did Burgoyne permit her to go?
With lack of provisions and on the retreat, there was no reason to force her to stay, but he couldn't offer the woman much. Just a little bit of rum, water, and a boat to carry her down the river to the rebel camp. She was accompanied by the British chaplain, Brudenell, her own waiting maid, and her husband's valet, who had been wounded while searching for his master on the battlefield.
Is this that same night that it was pouring rain?
It was. And the water on the Hudson was violent. The American guard heard the sound of oars. They had no idea what to expect when they heard the voice of a woman. The guard sent for Major Dearborn, the officer of the guard, before allowing the passengers to land. Major Dearborn invited Lady Ackland to his guardhouse, offered her a cup of tea, and let her know her husband was safe. Meanwhile, Digby thought he saw the rebels scurrying up the east side of the Hudson to cut off Burgoyne's retreat.
A large body of the enemy were perceived on the other side of the river and supposed to be on their way to Fort Edward in order to obstruct our crossing at that place.
Wow, so Burgoyne not only lost the battle, but the rebels were cutting off his retreat.